Some people, this will sound absolutely weird, but we came across a mouse that had died in an old cardboard box, and I took that mouse out, and I buried it, and I said, Lord, thank you for creating this mouse, and I'd be delighted to see this mouse on the new earth. To some people, that's insane. Maybe it's because I live in Oregon, and I've gone crazy or something. But no, it's not. God made animals. The first responsibility God gave Adam and Eve that didn't involve each other, but involved his creation, was to care for the animals, to name the animals, to care for the animals. I don't think it's wrong to love an animal. I don't think it's wrong to be respectful toward an animal instead of throwing the body in the garbage, which I thought about doing. And I think it's just honoring to God. I'm not really concerned about what the mouse is thinking. The mouse has crossed the rainbow bridge and is up there hoping that I will bury its old body in anticipation of the resurrection. It's not about that. It's about God made these creatures fashioned by him. He didn't intend death to rule this world. Now, he knew it would, but it won't ultimately. The whole point of Romans 8, the present suffering, the groaning, it's all in anticipation of the resurrection of the children of God, and the whole creation is going to rise on our coattails just as it fell on our coattails. What a glorious day that will be to the eternal honor and glory of Jesus. So when Scripture talks about, as it does in Isaiah 11, Isaiah 65, and other passages that talk about animals, and the glorious future for animals on the new earth, that should be part of our present joy. And I think it should also comfort us, not only when we lose loved ones, but many people love their animals. When they lose an animal, Romans 8 promising, all creation currently suffering that one day will be delivered. Boy, that day will be a great one.